Are you ready for live high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM? Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton Schools, Tim Chapel DDS Dentistry, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, high school baseball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and online around the world at foxsports1019.com.
Good morning and welcome to today's presentation of high school baseball. Today we bring you live coverage of the 2025 Al Glick Classic baseball tournament from Lumen Christi High School and then for the championship at Jackson High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action here on Fox Sports 101.9. Thanks for joining me today. Got a long day ahead of us of baseball action. Of course, this first game here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9. And then the next two games will be on Jackson's News Talk, WKHM 970 AM and 101.5 FM. First game here, Lumen Christi taking on the Quincy Orioles at the home of the Titans. And it looks like the Titans will be the home team. The caveat with this tournament is that the host school is not guaranteed to be the home team. They do a coin flip before the game to determine who is going to be the home team. So Lumen, of course, they're playing at home, and they happen to win the coin toss, so they will be playing as the home team against the Quincy Orioles. Winner of this game, of course, will be staying right here at Lumen. They'll be taking on the winner of Hudson and Jonesville, where that game is just about to get underway over there at Vandercook Lake. And then the other side of the bracket, you've got Reading and Jackson playing at Jackson, and then Onsted and Concord playing each other at Concord. Winner of those two games will play game two at Jackson, and then, of course, the championship of the tournament will be played at Jackson. Of course, approximate start times. Of course, this one about to get underway. You can see Nolan Huff warming up out there for the Lumen Christi Titans. Not sure if they'll do a national anthem or not. I believe we might just roll right into it. Game two should start approximately around noon, and then the championship game starting at approximately 3:30. But, of course, you never know. You never know what'll happen with these games, game times, and then, of course, teams traveling over. I've been told that they start pretty quickly in terms of when one team goes to another location. You know, they pretty much do like a quick warm-up, and then they go right into it. So I believe we should be ready to go underway here as Huff finishing his warm-up. And Quincy will have their first turn at the plate here in the top of the first inning. Thanks for joining me. Connor Dockery with you here on Fox Sports 101.9. Now batting, it's the third baseman, Brennan Ullman. First pitch on the way from Huff, and that's up and away for ball one for the righty. Left-handed hitter is Brennan Ullman. 1-0 pitch on its way. That one grazing the edge of the strike zone on the fastball, and that evens the count at one. Both these teams wearing black uniforms. Lumen Christi, black jerseys with the green numbers trimmed in gold. Black ball caps with the green brim as the next pitch. That one also in the strike zone for now a one ball, two strike count. Huff trying to get his day going on the mound strong. He's able to get the first strike out here. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss in the dirt. And that will be out number one. It's a swinging strike for out number one for the Quincy Orioles. That'll bring in the center fielder, Ryan Kempter, as the Orioles, kind of similar, interestingly enough, with the Baltimore Orioles, with their alternate uniforms, black jerseys, orange numbers trimmed in white, with the all-orange ball caps, as the first pitch this time, that's in the zone from Huff, and it's an 0-1 count. Nolan Huff off to a strong start on the mound. Here in the top of the first inning, no score yet. Bases empty, one down. Now a bunt here from Kempter. This one rolls just ahead of the mound. Huff with the pickup, turn to first, and the throw is offline. I think that one might have been late anyways. It's hard to tell if that one will be an error or a base hit. I'm going to call that one a base hit. Infield single for Ryan Kempter. And Quincy, base runner on first, one down here in the top of the first. This brings in the shortstop, Mason Graves. Cloud coverage today, but going to be really marginal risk of rain. Should be good to go to play all these games. Games will be in the mid-50s today, so could be a little bit chilly depending on the wind. First pitch here, that one's right down the middle. Stolen base attempt and sliding in safely. Throw is in time, and Kempter is caught stealing at second. Quincy trying to manufacture a run around the bases, but he is caught stealing for out number two. Just like that, bases are empty. And it's an 0-1 count for Mason Graves at the plate. Swing and a miss. A little bit of a weak attempt there from Graves. A little bit of a swinging bunt, if you will. But on that previous delivery, just a great throw there from Cash Callahar there to Brody Gregory at second base to nab Kempter for the second out. Swing and a miss, and there is strike number three. Three up, three down in this first inning for Nolan Huff with two strikeouts with the base hit, eventually caught stealing. And we go to the bottom of the first. No score yet here. Lumen and Quincy, game one of the Al Glick Classic Tournament. We're back in 60 seconds here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
We're back here at Lumen Christi High School for live coverage of the Al Glick Classic 2025. First game, Lumen Christi and Quincy. Quincy not able to strike there in the top of the first. Lumen trying to get on the board first here in the bottom of the first. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors making today's coverage possible. Columbia Schools and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Connor Dockery with you here on Fox Sports 101.9. Again, games 2 and 3 be on WKHM. Game 2 will be right back here at Lumen. Winner of this game will be taking on the winner of Hudson and Jonesville. Paul Sattler, the third baseman for Lumen. He fouls off a pitch for strike one. Johnny Maynard on the mound. I believe that's his first name. The roster I got, for whatever reason, I didn't type in his first name, and then kind of hard to read the writing of the coach as we have a line drive to center field, and that is in the glove of Kempter for out number one. So Paul Sattler lines out to get Lumen going at the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. This brings in the right fielder Gibson Shore, Gibby Shore. Maynard pitches in the stretch, even though there's nobody on. Now the first pitch is grounded over to short. Graves with the pickup. Throw over to first is in time. And there's a quick two outs just on three pitches for Johnny Maynard. This brings in Brody Gregory. The plate, right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher here in the bottom of the first inning. Nice gold hitting helmets here for Lumen Christi. Nice contrast there with their uniforms. First pitch is a swing and a foul tip up and over me along the first baseline and out of play. 0-1 count. In the stretch, next pitch, swing, another grounder to short. Graves, he bobbles the pickup and not able to make the throw, and that's going to be an error to get Brody Gregory on base and keep the bottom of the first going. Graves just back-to-back grounders that rolled right to him. Fortunately not able to make the clean pickup, maybe looking a little bit ahead to the throw, but couldn't get the ball cleanly before that. Would have been a little bit of a closer play than that first ground out, but not able to make the play. Now at the plate, number four hitter, the shortstop, Benny Gaston. And the first pitch is outside for ball one. Lefty hitter in this Lumen lineup. Now a pickoff attempt at first, and Gregory caught in a jam between first and second. Fake throw, now the throw over to second, and trying to turn around and miss the tag and able to slide in safe. Oh, my. Graves thought he was able to get in and get the throw, but then the throw is offline, and just like that, Gregory able to move all the way up to third base. What should have been out number three, Gregory able to move up to third. That was a close call there with Graves trying to get the tag. He thought he got the tag. He was waiting for the call from the ump, didn't get it, and then the throw was late to short, and then as a result, Quincy falling asleep, able to move Gregory up to third. So it's going to be another error there on Graves. Two errors in the bottom of the first for Quincy. Now the go-ahead run 90 feet away there at third. Pitch in the dirt for ball two. Doesn't skip too far away from Bearden behind home plate. That'll keep Gregory there at third base. With two outs here in the bottom of the first. No score yet. Lumen trying to strike first. Another pitch in the dirt. 3-0. Maynard trying to keep Lumen off the board. Trying to keep this game scoreless. Lumen, very good team. This season, 20-6, according to the Game Changer app. 19th ranked team in Division III as we got a swing and a grounder. This one to second base. And the throw to first in time from Craven to Berry. And that will be out number three. A little bit of a sketchy ending there, if you will, to the inning for Quincy defensively, but they're able to hold Lumen off the board. We remain scoreless going into the top of the second inning for Game 1 of the Al Glick Classic. We're back in 60 seconds here on Fox Sports 101.9.
One customer at a time. With Tuttle Concrete, that's the difference. Specializing in driveways, walkways, patios, and concrete replacement, Tuttle Concrete simply gets the job done and done the way you envision. You can trust their experience and service to the Jackson community. Locally owned and operated, Tuttle Concrete will work with you to make your dream of bringing your home outdoors a reality. Call today at 517-769-9110 or message Tuttle Concrete on Facebook.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Live from Lumen Christi High School, Game 1 of the Al Glick Classic. Lumen Christi taking on Quincy, now in the top of the second inning. No score yet. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9. Thanks for joining me this morning. Nolan Huff entering his second inning of work, and we immediately got a fly ball to right center field, and Fitzpatrick able to coast over there and make the glove catch of the leadoff hitter, first baseman Alex Berry. So one pitch, one out for Quincy in the top of the second inning. They did have the base hit from Ryan Kempter, but immediately on the next pitch, tried to steal second and was nabbed there. Otherwise, Huff able to get two strikeouts, and we got a weak grounder right back to Huff on the mound. Makes a couple of steps, and the throw over to Baker at first, getting the second out. So two pitches, two outs. That is as efficient as it gets for Nolan Huff as Johnny Maynard. Grounds out there. And now we've got the designated hitter, Bryson Estlow. Another righty hitter for this Quincy lineup. Base is empty, two outs. Fastball low in the dirt for ball one. Let's go through the Quincy lineup here really quick. Top three will be the third baseman, Brennan Allman, center fielder, Ryan Kempter, and the shortstop, Mason Graves. 1-0 pitch right down the middle for a called strike one. Middle of the order, first baseman Alex Berry, pitcher Johnny Maynard, and the designated hitter Bryson Estlow with Caleb Rose in right field for him. Now we got a grounder. This one sneaks in the gap between first and second, and this will be a two-out single for Bryson Estlow. Second base hit of the game given up by Nolan Huff. Lumen threatened in the last half inning with two outs on the board. Quincy trying to put some pressure now on Huff. Now at the plate, number seven hitter, second baseman Christian Craven. First pitch, that's going to be low on the fastball. 1-0 the count. Decent lead there for Craven off first. Estlow, I beg your pardon, off first. Craven in the box. 1-0. Swing, this is a grounder. That one just sneaks past the glove of Sattler at third, and it's back-to-back two-out base hits for the Quincy Orioles. Third hit of the game for the black and orange. Base runners on first and second with two outs. And now the catcher, Landon Bearden, at the plate. So the bottom three in the order for Quincy, Christian Craven at second, Landon Bearden at catcher, and then the left fielder, Zach Rubley, to round out the Quincy order. Quick glance at second, then the first pitch to Bearden is in the dirt for ball one, and now Cash Callahar is going to have a quick chat with Huff in between the mound and home plate, trying to settle down his pitcher, try to work through this inning. Trying to keep this game scoreless here in the top of the second. Game one of the Al Glick Classic. Huff in the stretch. Quick glance at second. 1-0 on the way. That one's right down Main Street. Called strike one. One won the count. Looked to be a very efficient inning for the first two outs for Huff, but then Quincy able to get some nice contact, especially in the bottom part of the order. This one's grounded right to third, and then Sattler, he's going to glove that and then step on the bag himself at third for the force out with two base runners on, and that'll be the third out of the inning. So, again, a little bit of a push there by Quincy with two outs, back-to-back base hits from Bryson Estlow and Christian Craven, but not able to pull them in for the score. We remain scoreless. Bottom of the second inning is next between Lumen Christi and Quincy. We're back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at Wolverine. SealCoating.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Back here at the home of the Titans, Lumen Christi High School. Bottom of the second inning for our first game today. No score yet. Lumen Christi and Quincy Lumen with their second turn at the plate. Connor Donkery with you on Fox Sports 101.9. Want to thank Bucked Up Energy Drink and Hanover Horton Schools for their support for today's coverage. Now in the middle part of the order for the Titans, led off by the number 5 hitter catcher, Cash Kawahar. Righty against righty here, and he looks at the first pitch down the middle of the plate for strike one. Let's go through the Lumen batting order here. Their top three, third baseman Paul Sattler, right fielder Gibson Shore, and then the second baseman Brody Gregory. Next pitch misses the zone. 1-1. Now middle part of the order, it'll be the shortstop Benny Gaston, catcher Cash Kawahar, and then designated hitter Nathan Hinckley hitting in place of the pitcher Nolan Huff, as the next pitch misses way inside, nearly got Kawahar, went right to the backstop. It'll be ball two. 2-1 the count. In the stretch, Maynard, next one on the way. That one gets the zone, and it's a 2-2 count. Bottom three, the Lumen order will be J.J. Brown, the left fielder, first baseman Antoine Baker, and then center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick. Maynard in the stretch, 2-2. In the dirt, count runs full for Cash Kawahar, trying to be a leadoff base runner as Lumen tries to strike. Get two quick outs there in the bottom of the first, and then Brody Gregory reached on an error and then able to make it all the way to third on another error. This one is going to be a swing and a grounder just foul along the third baseline. Holds the count at 3-2. Decent amount of people here today. Lumen supporters, of course, and Quincy supporters across the way. Lots of people in jackets and blankets. 3-2 count. This one's grounded. Graves able to make the... Ooh, he tried to make the pickup, but it got away from him again. That would have been another close play there to make at first, even if he had picked that up cleanly. But Cash Kawahar able to make it over to first base. Leadoff hitter is on first now. No outs. And it'll be the DH, Nathan Hinckley, number 6 in the order for the Titans at the plate. Trying to bring Cash Kawahar around the bases. First pitch, that one in the dirt. Kawahar trying to make his way to second, and the nice throw there behind home plate from Baird and able to nab him, caught stealing, trying to take advantage of the pitch in the dirt. But a great block, great recovery throw from Baird, and there's the first out. Base is now empty. Next delivery, that one gets the inside part of the plate for strike one on the fastball from Maynard. Hinckley now, one ball, one strike. No score yet. Fastball up and in. 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Getting a little bit chilly. It's one of those days where if there's no wind or breeze, it's fine. But any sort of breeze really drops the temperature on you, as we got a fouled pitch along the third baseline all the way down the fence, evening the count at 2-2 for Hinckley. His first plate appearance in this one. 2-2 on its way. That one just outside on the fastball. Great take there to run the count full, 3-2. Maynard, full count on the way. That one is going to be another foul. This time it just bounces towards the Quincy dugout along the third base line. And we'll do it again. Bloom in this inning doing a good job of forcing Maynard into full counts. Putting the pressure on. 3-2. That's going to get him on the left elbow. Hit by pitch. Not what you want to do there as a pitcher with the full count. And Lumen once again has a base runner at first, this time with one out. Now here's the left fielder, J.J. Brown. Number 7 position, number 7 in the batting order, and number 7 on the back of his jersey. Lucky number 7, if you will, for Mr. J.J. Brown with his first plate appearance today. Maynard, first delivery. That one low and in for ball one. Lumen, as I mentioned, very strong season so far, 20-6 according to the Game Changer app. You get different records depending on where you look. You get one record on MHSAA, a different record on Max Preps, and of course the Game Changer app, which seems to be the most reliable source, 20-6 on MHSAA, 19th. In Division 3, swing and a miss. Now a stolen base attempt at second. This time, a slide-in safe from Nathan Hinckley. The throw-in kind of bounced away there from the second baseman, Christian Craven. And there's a successful steal by Nathan Hinckley. Runner on second with one out. 2-1 count for J.J. Brown. Maynard. Two glances there at second before making the next delivery, which is in the dirt for a 3-1 count. Quincy, meanwhile, coming in 13-11, the 69th-ranked team in Division III on the MHSAA rankings. In the stretch. And a step-off and a fake throw to second doesn't pull the trigger. Just trying to tell Hinckley there, hey, I got my eye on you. 3-1 on its way up and in, and that's a walk. So back-to-back hit batter and a walk after the error that got the inning going, that got Cash Kalahar on base before he was caught stealing. So Maynard, maybe the inning's getting away from him a little bit. Two runners on, just one out. Now the first baseman, Antoine Baker, number 8 in the order. Left-handed hitter at the plate for Lumen. First pitch, he takes that one. That's off the plate. Good take there. Ball one. Nice opportunity to maybe pull one to right field. Get some base runners moving. Trying to get the first score of the game. Another fastball. That one misses up and away. 2-0. Advantageous count for Baker. Against Maynard on the hill. Next one. That one's low. 3-0. Maynard losing track of the strike zone here in the bottom of the second inning. Runners on first and second with one out. No score yet, but Lumen threatening here. 3-0 on the way. That one's low, and it's a four-pitch walk. So a hit batter and then a steal by Hinckley, followed by back-to-back walks to J.J. Brown and Antoine Baker. Loads the bases for the Titans with just one out. And the nine-hole hitter, Jack Fitzpatrick, the center fielder, trying to bring some runners home. Maynard, first pitch, swing and a line drive. This one going to left field. That one drops ahead of the left fielder. One run scores, and the other three runners will hold up on base. That's going to be a Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBI from Jack Fitzpatrick. Brings home Hinckley for the score, and it's 1-0 Lumen. Bases remain loaded with one out. Good time for the first hit of the game there for the Titans. Now at the plate, Paul Sattler sends one to left field. That one's in the glove of Rubley. However, that is going to score J.J. Brown from third. Sacrifice fly now from Paul Sattler to make it 2-0 Lumen. Sack fry and a Aspen one-hour RBI from Paul Sattler. Antoine Baker at second. Jack Fitzpatrick at first. And we're going to have a switch right here. Going to have Lumen go out there. I think. Not sure what was happening there. I did look down to write down all that stuff, and just like that, all of a sudden we are getting Lumen now on the mound. I think they're doing this pace of play thing to keep the game moving along. They don't want too many hitters in an inning, I believe. So just like that, we're going to the top of the third inning. They still just have 1-0 on the scoreboard. What I can think is maybe J.J. Brown went before the catch was made, so they were able to tag him up at third. Again, that is my bad if that is what the case was, because I was looking at my notes. So we're going to step aside. 1-0, apparently. Lumen over Quincy. Top of the third next in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson.
We're back here at Lumen Christi High School for today's coverage of the Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament. Before we were able to come back, a quick three-pitch strikeout for Nolan Huff against the nine-hole hitter Zach Rubley, left fielder for Quincy, as Quincy bases empty, one out. Getting going now here in the top of the third inning. That was the third strikeout of the game for Huff. As the top of the order comes back with the third baseman, Brennan Allman. 2-0 the count. Looks at a couple pitches above the zone. So again, I believe the last inning ended. I don't think Brown tagged up. I think he went just before the catch was made in left field. And they were able to double him off at third. Again, that was my bad. I looked down at my notes, and I kind of missed it. I was riding in as a 2-0 lead for Lumen, but I looked up, and all of a sudden, Lumen was out there warming up, and I didn't get it. It'll be a walk now. Huff losing track of Allman there. First walk issued by Huff in this one. So again, 1-0 Lumen only. Top of the third. Quincy now a runner on first with just one out. Center fielder Ryan Kempter at the plate looks at another fastball inside for the lefty hitter, ball one. Allman the runner at first. Winner of this game again taking on the winner of Jonesville and Hudson playing right now at Vandercook Lake. Huff ready to go in the stretch. Next delivery on the way. In the zone for a called strike one. 2-1 the count for Ryan Kempter. 1-for-1. He got the first base hit of the game, but then was caught stealing immediately on the next pitch. And a pickoff throw. Ooh, Allman in a jam throw to second is in time. And Allman is caught stealing. Great pickoff there by Huff. Just kind of lulled Allman to sleep there and caught him in between bases. Allman not able to make it up to second after that. And just like that, base is empty, two outs. And a 2-1 count for Ryan Kempter. Huff trying to keep his team in front with a narrow 1-0 lead. Swing and a foul tip behind. 2-2 count. Runs even. Also got the women's softball team playing behind us. So we got a swing and a grounder right to second base in the glove of Gregory. Underhanded throw to first to Baker in time. And that'll be out number three. Three up, three down. That one out walk by Allman. Again, he was caught stealing. And Quincy not able to get any more threat against Huff there. It remains 1-0 for Lumen over Quincy. The bottom of the third inning is next. You've got the Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Gibson Shore leading us off in the bottom of the third inning. 2-3-4 due up for the Titans against Quincy. You've got game one of the Al Glick Classic Tournament here on Fox Sports 101.9. Connor Dockery with you. I'd like to thank Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry, and Tuttle Concrete for their support in today's broadcast. First pitch inside from Maynard, as is the next pitch. 2-0 the count for Gibson Shore. So again, game one right here on Fox Sports 101.9. Games two and three will be on WKHM, as we got a swing and a slow roller along the third baseline, foul, making it 2-1 for Shore. Maynard looked pretty good there in the first inning pitching. However, last inning, control of the strike zone really got away from him with the hit batter and then back-to-back walks, followed by a one RBI single from Jack Fitzpatrick to make it 1-0. And then Paul Satwara, fly ball to left field that looked like it would have been a sack fly, but unfortunately J.J. Brown going just before the catch was made, so Quincy able to double him off at third and end the inning. Next pitch in there for strike two. Count runs full, 3-2 for Shore. Maynard looking for the first out of the inning. Pitch on the way, swing. This one's a blooper going to shallow center field and in for the catch. It's Kempter, out number one. Really had to make that run. Nice read off the bat to come in and get there in time to make that catch. Base is empty, one out. Number three hitter, second baseman Brody Gregory at the plate for the second time in this one. Pitch is low for ball one. So Huff so far, 2 1/3 innings. One run on one hit, two walks, one hit batter. Another pitch low, ball two. So again, behind us, we've got the Lumen Christi softball team playing also in the Al Glick Classic. They're hosting Reading for their first game. Pitches inside for ball three, and this is what I'm talking about. This is what led Maynard into trouble in the last inning. Just not able to really effectively, consistently get in the strike zone. 3-0 on its way. That one's up and in, and it's ball four. Third walk of the game for Maynard. Getting Gregory on for the second time. Again, he reached on an error in the first inning. And then able to make it up to third on another error. But he was not able to score in that first inning. So Gregory on first with one out. Benny Gaston at the plate. Shortstop number four in the order. Lefty versus righty matchup here. First delivery from Maynard. That's taken just high and away. Ball one. Gaston 0 for 1 grounded out to end the first inning for Lumen Christie. Now we got a pickoff throw at first. Gregory diving in safely. Both teams with some base running issues in this one. Couple outs from caught stealing or picked off. And we got a step off from Maynard. Doesn't make a throw this time. Still 1-0 the count for Gaston. Maynard in the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fastball high. 2-0. Now getting a little bit of a mist here outside at Lumen. Don't think it will develop into a full-on rain. Thankfully, again, we had to set up outside here just on top of the Lumen dugout. Got a swing line drive to left center field, and nice catch by Kempter, able to make that run to his right and get the second out. Gaston 0 for 2 now. And this brings in the catcher, Cash Callahar. We're going to have a visit here for Quincy. I believe they're pulling Maynard off the mound. So he lasts 3.2 innings. And they're going to be warming up an arm from the bullpen, if you will. It looks like it's Mason Graves. So we're going to step aside for 60 seconds while he gets warmed up. It's 1-0 Lumen right here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com. Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today. You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Back here at Lumen, Titans have a runner on first with two outs, and now Mason Graves on the hill for the Orioles as he immediately has a check throw to first. Brody Gregory able to dive in safely. So it looks like Maynard, I believe he's over there at third base now. Brennan Allman moving from third to short on that change as we've got a pitch. That one's a ball and then a steal of second by Brody Gregory. This time the throw just late there by Bearden. So Brody Gregory now on second with two outs. Lumen now another runner in scoring position. Graves in the stretch. Right-handed pitcher, got the sleeve on his right arm, and we got a fouled pitch behind from Kalahar at the plate. Currently a 1-1 count. Next one, this one's grounded to short. Picked up, thrown to first. The throw is in the dirt and offline there from Allman. And that's going to be two base runners on for Lumen. Runners on the corners with two outs. Lumen threatening once more. Close play there as well. This could be another error, though. 0-2 for Cash Kalahar in the game. But, of course, reaching on a pair of errors. Pick throw at first. Kalahar steps in safely. So Kalahar at first, Gregory at third. And now at the plate, it's Nathan Hinckley, the designated hitter. A couple glances at third for Graves and a step off. Back ready to go. And another pick throw at first. This one a closer play, but Kalahar able to dive in safely. Graves able to detect him getting a pretty big lead there off of first. Several shoulder widths apart there. And now the next delivery. This one's a liner. That one just in the dirt ahead of Allman, able to recover. Throw to first. This one is... he is safe. The throw looked in time, but they're going to say that Barry bobbled that one. That's going to be another error there. And this gets the second run of the game in for Lumen Christie. So Brody Gregory scores from third. Cash Kalahar moves to second. And then Nathan Hinckley reaches on an error. 2-0 Lumen here in the bottom of the third. One run in each of the last two half innings. Now at the plate, it's J.J. Brown. First one is a swing and a foul tip behind 0-1. Next one, swing and a grounder just past the diving glove of Maynard at third. And that'll be a base hit, but no runs scoring. Good throw back in by Rubley, holding all the runners at just station to station there. Bases loaded for the Titans with two outs. They threaten again. So there's the first hit allowed by Graves in relief. Again, before him, Maynard. 2.2 innings pitched. One run, one hit, three walks. One hit batter, no strikeouts. Swing and a miss now for Antoine Baker at the plate, the number eight hitter for Lumen. 0-1 the count. Walked on four pitches in his last plate appearance. Next one on the way. Big swing and a miss, and he falls behind 0-2. Graves trying to strand the bases loaded to keep this thing at a manageable distance on the scoreboard. On the way, swing and a miss. And there's a three-pitch strikeout. First strikeout of the game, not only for Graves, but for Quincy overall. And that will do it. Bases loaded, stranded from Lumen, but they do add one on the board as they lead 2-0 over Quincy. The top of the fourth inning is next. You've got game one of the Al Glick Classic here on Fox Sports 101.9, back in 60 seconds.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
2-0 Lumen over the Quincy Orioles. Now in the top of the fourth inning, here on Fox Sports 101.9, Connor Dockery with you. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Columbia Schools and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, for helping to make today's coverage possible. Quincy getting a couple base runners in their first two innings. I should say all three innings, but a couple caught stealings in there and just not able to really get the base runners around. As they try to get on the board against Nolan Huff, pitching very effectively here. Leading off, it's the number three hitter, Mason Graves, who started at short but now on the mound as he fouls the first two pitches away. Falls behind 0-2. He is 0-for-1 on the game. Struck out swinging to end the first inning. Next one on the way. Bounces in the dirt. That one well before home plate. So pretty late release there on the pitch by Huff. But he's still in a good spot. 1-2 count. So far through three innings, no runs allowed on three hits. Three strikeouts to just one walk. As we got a swing and a grounder right to short. Gaston, the throw over to first, is in time for out number one. This will bring up the first baseman, Alex Berry. Number four in the order for the Orioles. First inning for Quincy. Pair of strikeouts for Huff. Did have a single from Kempter, but he was caught stealing immediately. So basically, inning retired in order. We got a line drive to center field. This one drops just ahead of Fitzpatrick, and it'll be a one-out single from Alex Berry. His first hit of the game. He's now 1-for-2. Fourth hit allowed by Huff. So again, all four innings now. Quincy with base runners. They're trying to make this the inning that they finally break through. Trailing 2-0. Runner on first, one out. Number five hitter at the plate now, Johnny Maynard, now at third base. After starting the game pitching, first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Good block there by Kalahar. Berry not tempted to run to second there. 1-0 the count. Quick glance over his left shoulder. Huff, next delivery. That's a fastball low. 2-0. Johnny Maynard 0-for-1, grounded out right back to Huff on the hill. In his first plate appearance there back in the second inning. Now a bunt here. Rolls along the third baseline. Pickup throw to first is in time to get the second out, but it will be a sacrifice as Alex Berry able to move up to second on the play. A couple more sprinkles coming down here. And Lumen Christie again showed really single-digit percentage points in terms of the chance of any rain today. So again, hopefully it should stay at this at most. Again, we're set up outside here. Did not get the press box here at Lumen. First pitch is outside for Bryson Estlow at the plate. Designated hitter, sixth in the batting order for Quincy. Runner on second, two outs, trailing 2-0 to Lumen. In the top of the fourth inning, pitch in the dirt. Good block by Kalahar. Able to keep it a manageable distance away. 2-0 the count. Estlow 1-for-1 singled in the second inning. This one is a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield, and it will be right into the glove of the second baseman, Brody Gregory, for out number three. And that will get Huff out of another runner in scoring position situation. Quincy again, all four innings with at least one base runner, not able to turn him around. and it remains 2-0 Lumen. Bottom of the fourth is next. You've got game one of the Al Glick Classic. Back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the fourth inning for the Lumen Christi Titans. 2-0 over Quincy. Game one of the Al Glick Classic here at Lumen Christi High School. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9. Then the rest of the day after this game on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.9 FM. Leading off, number the nine-hole hitter, Jack Fitzpatrick, center fielder for the Titans. Looks at the first two pitches in the zone from Mason Graves, who remains on the hill in relief of Johnny Maynard, who lasted the first 2 2/3 innings. Fastball up and in this time. 1-2 the count. Next one, swing and a pop foul out of play to my left. Remains 1-2. Fitzpatrick bringing in the tie-breaking run back in the second inning, a one-run single. At that time made it 1-0, as now we have a fly ball into shallow center field into the glove of Kempter for the first out. Jack Fitzpatrick now 1-for-2. And this brings back to the top of the order with the third baseman, Paul Sattler. So the first inning, two quick outs for Lumen, and then Gregory reaching and making it all the way to third on a pair of errors, but then not able to go home for the score. Immediately a grounder to short, and that is some fast running from Paul Sattler, able to beat the throw from Brennan Allman for an infield single. Now that, number one, Gibson. Third hit of the game for Lumen, and the second hit allowed in relief by Mason Graves. And now a pick throw at first, diving in safely to Sattler. Sattler at first, one out. Number two hitter Gibson Shore at the plate. Right fielder for the Titans. First delivery, that one's a called strike on the top of the zone, and then the throw offline on the stolen base, as Sattler moves to second. Second inning, of course, pretty weird. So Lumen, of course, able to score that first run. Cash Galhar reached on an error, then was caught stealing, and then a hit batter back-to-back walks to load the bases. Pitches up and in for ball one. 1-1 the count now to Shore. So with the bases loaded, Jack Fitzpatrick then hit a one-run single. Bases remained loaded with just one out. And now we got a pop to the center of the infield, and the shortstop, Craven, going to come in to make the catch for out number two. Runner on second with two outs for Lumen, leading 2-0 over Quincy here in the bottom of the fourth. Now at the plate, it's Brody Gregory, number three hitter, second baseman. So Lumen leading 1-0 in that second inning. Bases loaded, one out. We had a fly ball to left field from Paul Sattler, which again should have been a sac fly, but then immediately a line drive into center field. Nice catch there for Kempter on the run. hear from Brody Gregory this time, and that'll do it for the fourth inning of work. Several great plays there in center field made by Kempter. And Blumen had another runner in scoring position in this inning, not able to add to their lead, so they remain in front 2-0 over Quincy. The top of the fifth inning is next. Game one of the Al Glick Classic 2025. Back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Blumen in front 2-0 still, but Quincy, they've had some base runners in the four previous innings, trying to finally break through and get onto the scoreboard, trying to get some success consistently, trying to string together some base hits against Huff. Connor Dockery with you from Lumen Christi High School. Huff still on the mound again, doing some good stuff in four innings of work. Allowed four hits, no runs yet, three strikeouts, one walk. So he's been really good at really controlling the strike zone today and then managing base runners when they do get on. Leading us off, 7-8-9 due up. It's Christian Craven. He grounds one immediately up the middle, but it's picked up by the second baseman, Brody Gregory, and his throw over to Antoine Baker at first is in time for the first out. One pitch, one out. And this will bring in that number eight hitter, Landon Bearden. And a great play there by Gregory. Able to steal a potential base hit there. Some of those hits up the middle can be tough plays for those middle infielders. But that one just enough of a slow roller that he was able to get to it in time and make the delivery to first as the fastball up and in. They're going to say that that got Bearden on the batting helmet. So that is a hit batter. Coach is checking with him over there as well as the umpire. He should be good to go. Looks like he's okay, but he kind of had to, you know, kind of dive back, kind of cut back as he got hit by that one. Looks like the front of the batting helmet, but they're going to pull him for precautionary reasons, so we're going to have a courtesy runner at first base. Get a look at my roster to see who that runner is exactly for the Quincy Orioles. So a runner on first with one out. Pitch right down the middle for strike one now for Zach Rubley at the plate. In the stretch for Huff. 0-1 on its way. Swing and a tapper. This one goes to third. Throw to second in time for out one. And the throw to first in time for out number two. Blumen turns the double play to end the top of the fifth inning. And they stay in front 2-0. Bottom of the fifth is next. You've got high school baseball back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
2-0 still for the Lumen Christi Titans, but a nice inning-ending double play defensively for Lumen. Gets them back at the plate for another chance to extend their lead. They got one run in each of the second and third innings. And another chance here with the middle of their order. Mason Graves still on the mound in relief. 4-5-6 due up. Benny Gaston, the shortstop at the plate. First pitch is a swing fly ball to right center field, and it'll be in the glove once more of Kempter, who just makes play after play after play there in center. And there's a quick first out. Brings in the catcher, Cash Kalahar. Base is empty with one out for Lumen. Like to thank Bucked Up Energy Drink and Hanover Horton Schools for supporting us in today's coverage of the 2025 Al Glick Classic. Postseason just around the corner as well. As the first pitch is a ball to Kalahar, as is the next pitch, that one missing inside on the fastball. 2-0 the count. District tournament starting in about 2 weeks. Going to be playing games on that Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month, and then on the Saturday, the Friday and Saturday, that's when they'll do the semifinals and then finals of the districts. Next pitch, that one finds the inside half of the plate. 2-1 for Cash Kalahar. 0-2, reaching on a pair of errors in the second and third innings. Next delivery, that one getting the bottom of the zone. Looks like the scoreboard was wrong. It was 3. Cash Kalahar thinking that was 4, but grazing the knees, the bottom of the zone for 2. Full count. This one, it's popped into shallow center field, and another catch made by Kempter. This dude just reads these balls off the bat exceptionally well and makes some of these tough plays that it's like, as soon as the ball leaves the bat, you got to be running immediately to that spot, and he does, goes to the right spots each time. And once more, makes the play. Base is empty with 2 outs. Designated hitter Nathan Hinckley back at the plate as he looks at the first pitch for 1. Mason Graves looks like he's really in a groove now on the hill. Got off to a little bit of a shaky start again, inherited a tough situation in relief, but able to allow no further runs to score in the inning that he came in. Allowed a base hit in the last inning, but still looking pretty solid. And then in this inning, he is really rolling well through this, the middle of the Lumen order. Pitch below the zone for 1. 1-2 the count, it looks like, for Nathan Hinckley. 0-1, hit by a pitch in the second inning. Stole a base and scored a run. And then reached on an error in the third inning. This one's popped in foul territory just off of first base, and that will be in the glove of Alex Berry for the third out. Lumen goes 1-2-3 for the first time of the game. They don't have any base runners in the inning, and it remains a 2-0 Lumen lead going into the top of the sixth inning. Quincy trying to get on the scoreboard. All that action coming up in 60 seconds. You've got live coverage of the Al Glick Classic here on Fox Sports 101.9.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers!
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
We're in the top of the sixth inning now. 2-0 lead for Lumen over Quincy, but Quincy able to lead off with a base hit this time with their number one hitter, Brennan Allman, able to bloop that one just over the outstretched glove of Sattler there at third to get that base hit. So although they've had base runners in every single inning today, Quincy, they have not yet before this been able to get the leadoff hitter on. So that is huge for the Orioles. Leadoff single there, fifth hit allowed by Huff in this one, remaining on the mound in this start. Again, he's been very good throughout this one. But Quincy threatening with some pressure now. Runner on first with nobody out. Ryan Kempter, center fielder at the plate. First pitch in the dirt for a ball. Next one on its way. This is a line drive to center field. Oh my goodness, what a catch there from Gaston from short. Able to run out there, leap up and make that catch. I thought that was going to get away from him, but my oh my, what a catch for the first out. And then Allman having to retreat back to first base. What a play by Gaston. Runner on first with one out and a check throw at first. Allman stepping back in. Number three hitter Mason Graves at the plate. Quincy needs something from him. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Swing and a tapper foul towards the Quincy dugout. First strike, number one. Still full cloud coverage here. Temperatures in the low to mid-50s. And on and off sprinkling here. It's more like a mist than a true sprinkle. But again, no threat of any real rain today, which will be good for the Alglick Classic today. Another pitch, this one low, 1-1 for Graves, and another pickoff attempt at first with Allman diving in safely. Steps back on the hill. Huff with the 1-1 swing. This is a pop towards left field, and that is in the glove of J.J. Brown for out number two. Quick leadoff single from Brennan Allman. But then back-to-back outs suddenly makes Quincy's chances of getting on the board here in the sixth inning all that more difficult, especially with a guy in Nolan Huff that's been wheeling and dealing on the mound. First pitch in there for a strike to the number four hitter, first baseman Alex Berry. Huff so far in 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk, and 1 hit batter. Swing and a line drive to center field. That one drops just ahead of Fitzpatrick, and that'll be a 2-out single for Alex Berry. Sixth hit of the game for the Quincy Orioles. Runners on first and second with two outs. They tried to make some two-out magic happen in the second inning. They got two quick outs, then got back-to-back singles before Lumen was able to get out of that jam. We'll see if Quincy can make something happen here. We got a weird kind of step-off there from Huff. He started his windup, but then kind of twisted around back towards second base, threatening a pickoff throw. He's back in the stretch now. First pitch is high for a ball to the number five hitter, Johnny Maynard. Two on, two out. 1-0 to Maynard. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out and a sacrifice bunt. Fastball low, but gets the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Quincy needs a big play right here. At least try to get on base to put more pressure on Huff with bases loaded. 1-1. That is going to be a ball. Wow, looked like a similar spot to that last pitch that was called strike one, but this time ball two. Close plays, and that's what Huff has been doing good at. Nibbling on the edge of the zone, that's what you want. You don't want a meatball right down the middle. And you don't want to lose control of the zone either. Fastball up and in. Runs the count 3-1. Make it 3-2. Big payoff pitch on the way. Up and away. And it's a bases-loading walk. Just the second walk issued by Huff today. Quick little chat for Huff and the catcher, Cash Kalahar. Quincy threatening with two outs. Lumen hanging in front 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. But now bases loaded, two outs. Designated hitter Bryson Estlow now steps in. First pitch, inside half the plate, called strike one. 1-for-2 today for Estlow. Single back in the second, pop out in the fourth. 0-1 swing and a chopper, this one to third. Pick up, throw to first, in time. And Huff, and the Titans able to get out of that bases loaded jam. Three are stranded for Quincy. That was their best chance they've had all game of getting a run across, but they remain off the board. Lumen still in front, 2-0. Bottom of the sixth is next in 60 seconds here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Last chance for Lumen to add to their lead before trying to shut this thing down in the top of the seventh inning, leading 2-0 over Quincy in game one of the Al Glick Classic here at Lumen Christie High School. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9. Thanks for joining me this morning. J.J. Brown leading us off, 7-8-9 due up for Lumen. Here in the bottom of the sixth, falls behind 0-2 with a pair of fouls to Mason Graves, still in relief. As we've got a swing, line drive, center field, and another catch made by Kempter. Just so solid there, patrolling that big part of the field there in center. One up, one down for Lumen. Got a score update. 2-0 Hudson over Jonesville. Looks like they're in the fifth inning, if I have that right there on the Game Changer app. So, again, winner of that game, Hudson and Jonesville, will take on the winner of this game right here at Lumen. And then the winner of that second game will move on to the Al Glick Championship at Jay High later this afternoon. Now at the plate. Looks like we've got a pinch hitter right here for the Lumen Christi Titans, ahead in the count 2-0, now 2-1, as the fastball gets the inside half of the plate. Another pitch up and in on the fastball, and it's 3-1. Looks like this is Logan Hetherington at the plate, hitting in place of Antoine Baker. And he draws the walk. Hetherington at first, one out. Now Jack Fitzpatrick, the nine-hole hitter, back at the plate. Again, this is Lumen's last chance to add to their lead, because if they're able to hold Quincy to one or fewer runs there in the top of the seventh, they won't have a need to hit there in the bottom of the seventh, of course. Pickoff attempt there at first. Hetherington able to step back in. First pitch on the way from Graves. That one just below the knees for ball one. Graves again doing a good job in relief here. 2 2/3 innings. Another pickoff throw at first. Oh! Able to get Hetherington. Able to catch him just enough off the bag. Nice quick throw. Able to nab him at first. Picked off. And now Lumen Christi not happy with that one. Coach Derek Tracy coming there from third base to have a quick chat with the first base umpire. Not happy with that call. So bases empty, two outs. Lumen leads 2-0. Now with Paul Satwar at the plate. Make it Jack Fitzpatrick still at the plate, I beg your pardon. 1-for-2, one run single in the second, and then flew out in the fourth. So Graves now in 3 full innings of work, allowing no runs, 2 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. Just really been a pitch-to-contact pitcher for the most part, but his defense behind him doing some good work as well, especially Kempter there in center field. First 2 pitches go past, out of the zone, and then this one in the zone. It's 2-1 for Fitzpatrick, trying to keep the inning alive for the Titans. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to second base. Bluffs it over to first. In time, Craven to Berry. And Lumen, second inning in a row, retired in order despite that walk from Hetherington, again picked off. We are going to go to the top of the seventh inning. This is Quincy's last chance. They trail Lumen 2-0. In game one of the Al Glick Classic. That's coming up in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Blumen trying to hold on here, leading 2-0 over Quincy. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 from Blumen Christie High School. Still pretty chilly here this morning, as we got a save attempt for Brody Gregory, relieving Nolan Huff after six fantastic innings of work. Six shutout innings, six hits, three strikeouts, two walks, one hit batter. And now Brody Gregory trying to shut this thing down. Brody Gregory, of course, playing from second base all game. Moves in to try to shut this thing down. 7-8-9 due up for Quincy, led off by Christian Craven, the second baseman. Swinging a line drive right into the glove of Sattler at third for a quick first out. That's why they call it the hot corner. Base is empty, one out. That brings in Landon Bearden. First pitch gets the knees at the bottom of the zone, called strike one. 0 for 1 in this game, grounded out in the second inning, and then was hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. Next pitch, off speed, that one above the zone misses. One ball, one strike. Wind up, this one a fly ball to right center field, and that one in the glove of Jack Fitzpatrick. And this brings Quincy down to their final out of game one. 2-0 Lumen. Base is empty, two outs. Here's the left fielder, Zach Rubley. First pitch is a swing and a chopper right to short. Pick up, throw to first, in time, and that will do it for game one. Great execution by Lumen Christie. Able to really stave off between Huff and then in this last inning, Gregory. Couple situations that Quincy threatened on the bases, and they're able to shut them down for a shutout 2-0 win. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we're going to break this thing down. You've got live coverage of the Al Glick Classic here on Fox Sports 101.9.
One customer at a time. With Tuttle Concrete, that's the difference. Specializing in driveways, walkways, patios, and concrete replacement, Tuttle Concrete simply gets the job done and done the way you envision. You can trust their experience and service to the Jackson community. Locally owned and operated, Tuttle Concrete will work with you to make your dream of bringing your home outdoors a reality. Call today at 517-769-9110 or message Tuttle Concrete on Facebook.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
2-0, Lumen Christie takes down Quincy in 7 innings. Here for game 1 of the Al Glick Classic, Connor Dockery with you from Lumen Christie High School. Just a phenomenal day on the mound for Nolan Huff, able to get the start. Shut out 6 innings on 6 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 2 walks with 1 hit batter. Really effectively controlling the strike zone and trusting his defense behind him to make plays as Quincy threatened a few times. Specifically in the 2nd inning, they had 2 on. And in the 6th inning, they were able to have the bases loaded with 2 outs. And each time, Huff able to execute on those pitches, and the defense behind him able to make those good plays, a couple of those ground outs, a couple flyouts and such, and able to get those clutch outs to keep Quincy off the board and prevent them from trying to steal this one, especially late. And then, of course, Brody Gregory coming in for the save, pitching in that 7th inning, retiring Quincy in order. Meanwhile, at the plate, for Lumen, again, they were able to strike in the 2nd inning. They had bases loaded, a 1-run single from Jack Fitzpatrick. And they probably had a chance to keep going, but the fly out there for Paul Sattler in left field, again, should have been a sacrifice fly, but unfortunately J.J. Brown heading home from third a little bit too soon. They were able to double him off at third to get that third out of the inning. So Lumen only settling for 1 run in that 2nd. They were able to tack on another in the 3rd inning. It'll be an unearned run there for Johnny Maynard, as Brody Gregory able to get on with a walk, able to steal 2nd, and then eventually an error from the shortstop getting Cash Kalahar on base. That put runners on the corners, and then another error getting Nathan Hinckley on base. That one, Brody Gregory able to come in for the score. And then from there, Lumen kind of went cold. At that point, they turned to Mason Graves, who really pitched effectively in relief, only allowed 2 hits with 1 strikeout, no runs. Maynard, again, 2 runs, 1 earned, 1 hit, 3 walks, 1 hit batter. A little bit shaky with controlling the strike zone in that start, but once Graves came in, he really shut down all of Lumen's momentum, including 2 innings retired in order, the 5th and 6th innings. So, but unfortunately for Quincy, they could not really get anything going on the offensive side of the plate. So once again, Lumen wins game 1 to nothing. They will move on to take on the winner of Hudson and Jonesville, which looks like right now it's 2-1. Hudson in front of Jonesville in the 5th inning. make it the sixth inning, it looks like they're going into. So that one should be wrapping up shortly. Winner of that game will travel here to Lumen. Both teams will have a short warm-up, and then we'll be going in that. So I would assume probably in the next half hour to an hour or so, that next game will be getting underway. And again, the live coverage of our next two games will be on WKHM. Just this first game was on Fox Sports 101.9. Next two games will be on WKHM. Lumen will be moving on to face the winner again of Hudson and Jonesville, and then the winner of that game will be in the Alglick Championship at J-High later in the afternoon. So, once again, 30 to 60 minutes will be Game 2 on WKHM. And for now, here on Fox Sports 101.9, we're going to send it back to regular programming. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to High School Baseball on Fox Sports 101.9.